Today is April the 24th, 2019. It's Denim Day.
You know, one of my best friends, Jeff Denim, he's coming down to the Who concert with me.
Is he?
Jeff Denim, so it's named after him.
Great Conway Twitty song about tight fitting jeans, right?
Classic.
World Day for Laboratory Animals.
I don't know that laboratory animals have a good fate. Just saying.
But they got their own day. That's more than I have. World Stationary Day. Greg, you still handwrite stuff to people, don't you?
No, it means about remaining stationary, which I'm good at. That's what it's about, not moving about.
Oh.
Did you even hear what I said then? Because it was quite funny.
I did. International Noise Awareness Day. We just talked about that during the break.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sound system, you got what you got blasted?
I got blasted. If you go downtown for the draft, bring earplugs, right?
Yeah, it was. I was doing in Acme Radio right there in Lower Broad doing my jazz show Sunday night, and they were testing the sound. The vibration, I had to apologize over the air. Because of the vibration was coming through. It was just shaking.
And it wasn't a good vibration.
No.
I hit it, Charlie!
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. This day, April 24th, download that WNSR app. All the people in town, play along with us. Good times. All right, here we go. 1945, Greg, this guy was very elated. He was named baseball's second commissioner. 1945.
That is, I probably would have gotten it anyway because he's a fellow Kentuckian, Happy Chandler.
Yes, good job.
AAB, Happy Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Greggy. Okay, let's see here. A lot of early baseball stuff that went on. Going down here, some more stuff. You doing okay today?
I'm good. Just thinking about Happy Chandler. Got to meet him one time.
1956, this is an odd stat. This American League umpire, Frank Umont, is the first to wear this in a regular season game. 1956.
An inside chest protector.
Glasses.
Okay, glass.
Isn't that just odd?
So they wouldn't let people with glasses?
I don't think so. Wow. 1963, this famous guard in the NBA retires. You think about assists?
Bob Cousy.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Until Pete Maravich, Bob Cousy, my all-time favorite.
1974, the NFL grants this city a franchise. This team has the second-best helmet of all time.
No, say it again.
1974.
What league?
NFL grants a franchise to this city. It's in the NFC.
The Saints?
Nope. The best helmet in pro football forever is the Patriots' old helmet.
Okay.
This is the second best. They've changed
Tampa
it.
Bay?
Yes. Yes. With the pirate with a knife in his mouth, winking at you, cream sick. I mean, come on. It's no better than that, right? Going down here. This is another one right down. This is right down the middle, Greg. 1981. This guy wins his 8,000th race as a jockey.
Willie Shoemaker.
Yeah, boy. Oh, Bill Shoemaker.
Yeah, Bill Shoemaker. What'd I say? Willie?
That's
Bill
right.
Shoemaker.
Same thing.
Yeah. Shoemaker.
That's all we got, man. That's
okay.
All.
That's cool.
Not much to that. All right, let's go celebrity birthdays. And my list is up today, so we're good to go. We are good to go.
You were struggling yesterday.
I'm not doing these dadgum quizzes, man, that happen that go on. All right.
You probably could have done the quiz and got out of it more than you.
Actress Shirley MacLaine. Fun fact, who is her brother?
Oh, I don't know who.
Warren Beatty.
Really?
Yes.
I did not
know. How old is Miss MacLaine today?
She is 84.
85.
85, exactly.
Still getting it done.
Oh, Barbara Streisand. She won Oscars in 1977 for A Star is Born and 1969 for Funny Girl.
78.
79.
77. 1-1. Starting off good, boys. Cedric the Entertainer. What up, Ced?
58.
55
exactly. Oh, man. You guys are good today. April 24th is a good day. Don't know how to pronounce his name. We're going down. Kelly Clarkson, Hendersonville girl.
35.
36. 37. Charlie's up 3-1. All right, here we go. We're going to roll through these now. Richard Donner, who did Superman and Lethal Weapon, the director.
74.
85.
89. Country singer Richard Sturban, who we've had on the show.
Yeah, oh, he is 70.
71.
76. Doug Clifford from CCR.
75.
76.
74. 3-2. Charlie's still up. Actor, playwright Eric Bogosian.
55.
53.
66. Going down here. Hold with me, people. Got a lot of people on this list. A lot of actors that have been. Find a name here that stands out. I'm going down, way down. Country singer Carly Pearce.
37.
29.
Now, how did you get that?
I have no idea. I don't know who that is. It just sounded like a young person.
We're done.
29.
I'm done.
I just went to my go-to number for all people that sound young, 29.
That's outstanding.
I have certain numbers I use for certain categories.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I'd heard her name at some point.
But 29, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a method.
Chipper Jones.
40,
Charlie's up 42. Go ahead.
45.
46. He's 47. Charlie wins 5-2. Greg, here's your song, man. I was late. Just enjoy the song. This song's about you and Brad Powers. Good.
Do I need to say what it is?
Yeah, man. Early 80s. This is you when you're bartending at the Pensacola Hotel, whatever you did down there. You put this song on before you go out on the town. Come on, you got this. The lead singer used to be skinny, now he looks like me.
Loverboy.
All right, that's one.
I don't know. It's Loverboy. Is that good enough?
That's great for me, man.
That's good enough for me, too.
Good job, Greg.
I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.